USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. There isn't a push to have a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The White House is denying reports that border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration is using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden says talks about the debt ceiling are moving along. Biden spoke briefly with reporters today before boarding Air Force One after speaking at Howard University's commencement. He added that there are real discussions about a deal, but, quote, we're not there yet. When asked if he believes a deal can be made by June 1st, Biden said, quote, it has to be. Former President Trump canceled an outdoor rally in Iowa today due to stormy weather. Both he and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were scheduled to hold separate events in the Hawkeye State. DeSantis did speak earlier in the day at the state GOP fundraiser in Cedar Rapids, amid reports that DeSantis is preparing to formally announce his bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. There's a recall to tell you about, impacting millions of GM drivers.
General Motors is recalling nearly 1 million vehicles due to faulty airbags in Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017. They say airbags produced by ARC Automotive before 2018 could explode and spray shrapnel during deployment. Federal regulators are urging the manufacturer to recall all of their 67 million airbag inflators. Drivers can have the module replaced for free.
The Writers Guild of America strike reaches its 12th day without a new deal. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The attorney for the former Marine charged in the killing of a homeless man on a New York City subway believes the autopsy will be revealing. Thomas Kenneth, who represents Daniel Penny, says he has yet to see the medical examiner's report on Jordan Neely. Neely lost consciousness while being placed in a chokehold by Penny on the subway almost 2 weeks ago. Penny was charged with second-degree manslaughter. There's been a big payout to a woman who developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Lights cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. A judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace in a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The 86-year-old pontiff met with Zelensky at the Vatican on Saturday during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded his country. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is poised for another winning weekend at the box office. The latest film from Marvel earned more than $15 million on Friday and is expected to top $200 million domestically this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.